KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. I'll take a look at sports here this morning. The Iowa Prince Sports Writers Association announced the 2021 Boys Basketball All-State teams on Tuesday. Those teams were selected by Prince Sports Writers in Iowa during a meeting on Saturday, March 13th. Tucker DeVries of Waukee was selected as Mr. Iowa Basketball for 2021. He's a Drake University commit where he'll play for his father and Drake head coach Darren DeVries. He selected Drake over Creighton, Iowa State, and Oregon. On a Waukee Warriors team that won its first state title this year and featured three other Division I recruits, DeVries led scoring this season with 18.5 points a game, averaging 6.6 rebounds and 5.6 assists per game as well. Other first-teamers in Class 4A include Ryan Riggs of West Des Moines Dowling, Michael Doe of Dubuque Hempstead, Peyton Sanford of Waukee, Omaha Ballou of Waukee, Landon Wolf of Cedar Falls, Josh Dix of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, and Tamman Lipsey of Ames. Among the first team selections in Class 3A was Ryan Bloom, a senior from Glenwood. Also locally, Caleb Booth of Carroll was a third team selection in Class 3A. In Class 2A, Raiden Groby of AHSTW, a junior, was a second team selection, while Sid Schaff of Trainer, a senior, was a third team pick. And also among the Class 1A selections, locally, Leighton Nelson of Tri-Center, a senior, was among the third team selections this year. Northwest Missouri State overcame an 11-point deficit with 3:01 to play and posted a 91-86 overtime victory over Northern State University last night to advance to the program's fifth Elite Eight. Junior Trevor Hudgens scored 27 of 29 points in the second half in overtime, and freshman Byron Alexander posted a career-high 21 points. Atlantic native Ryan Hawkins dropped in 19 points to go with his 9 rebounds. Hudgens hit a contested three with 4 seconds left to send the game to the extra session. Northern State ran into big foul trouble in overtime, and the Bearcats took advantage. That game was marred by 52 fouls, a couple of extremely lengthy reviews. There were 11 lead changes and a close battle throughout that game. Hawkins also reached a personal milestone last night, Ryan surpassing 2,000 career points. He's just the second player in school history to accomplish that feat, joining 2018 graduate Justin Pitts. The Bearcats now have a chance to rest just a bit, and then they'll have a chance to defend their title from 2019 in the Elite Eight in Evansville, which will get underway later on next week. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard released a video statement on Tuesday on the firing of Cyclone coach Steve Prome. Pollard fired Prome Monday night after his sixth season at the helm, in which Iowa State finished 2-22 overall and 0-18 in the Big 12.
It's critical that our men's basketball program be healthy. It's so important to this community, to this institution, to our president, to our athletics department. And I have a responsibility to make sure it stays healthy.
Prome led Iowa State to a pair of Big 12 tournament titles and 3 trips to the NCAA tournament, but the program slipped in recent years, posting 3 losing seasons in the last 4 years. Pollard says he met with Prome several times over the past few weeks to discuss the future.
It became clear during those meetings that there's no short-term fix. It's not going to happen overnight. It might take several years. It also became clear that we needed to start over.
Pollard says he'll be looking for the right fit in a new coach.
What our goal is going to be to find the best person to be our head coach. And for Iowa State, the best person doesn't mean just because somebody can win at another program that they can win at Iowa State. We got to get the right person to be the head coach at Iowa State.
Pollard expects that search to be a swift one. Senior Luca Garza has become the first University of Iowa men's basketball player to be voted first-team All-American by the Associated Press in consecutive seasons. The AP announced his 2021 men's basketball All-America teams on Tuesday, which included Garza for a second straight year. Garza received every vote to be the only unanimous selection by the 63-person media voting panel. Joining Garza on the first team, Io DeSumo of Illinois, Gonzaga's Corey Kispert, Jared Butler of Baylor, and Oklahoma State's Cade Cunningham. Garza's picked up a number of honors this year, among them all-district accolades. He and junior Joe Wieskamp received that yesterday. Garza and Wieskamp were both selected to the 10-player United States Basketball Writers Association All-District 6 team. Garza was also named the District Player of the Year for the second year in a row and earned a spot on the National Association of Basketball Coaches All-District 7 first team. The Iowa Hawkeyes hope the grind of the Big Ten season will be a plus on the NCAA tournament trail. The Hawkeyes open the tournament Saturday against Grand Canyon. Four of the top eight teams in the final AP poll are out of the Big Ten.
You know, when you talk about a conference tournament where a 2-seed played a 1-seed in the semifinals on both sides to get to the championship, there's not another conference that's really doing that at our level. So it's going to prepare us more than anything.
Five of Iowa's losses came to teams ranked above them in the AP poll.
We played against the best of the best, you know, throughout the entire year, you know, on the road, whatever the case may be. So, you know, we're excited about this opportunity. We know the Big Ten has prepared us well, and, you know, we're excited to play a team that's not in the Big Ten.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. 4:30 is the scheduled pregame start time, but 5:25 is tip time. Well, some other college basketball coaching news. Richard Pitino is the new men's basketball coach at New Mexico, just hours after Minnesota finalized his firing after 8 seasons on the job. The 38-year-old Pitino succeeds Paul Weir, who went 58-63 in 4 seasons for the Lobos. Pitino went just 54-96 in Big Ten conference play with only 3 finishes in the rugged league higher than 10th place. He took the Gophers to the NCAA tournament twice and went there 5 other times as an assistant at Louisville and Florida. Utah has dismissed basketball coach Larry Krystkowiak after 10 seasons and a 183-139 record. Krystkowiak took over the program in 2011 and led Utah to 2 NCAA tournament appearances. George Mason fired men's basketball coach Dave Paulson after 6 seasons in which the team never went to the NCAA or the NIT tournaments. One referee scheduled to work the NCAA men's basketball tournament has tested positive for COVID-19, forcing him and 5 others who went out to dinner with him out of the tournament. Their excursion ran counter to a protocol that called on all players and staff to eat at their NCAA hotels, but because the refs' rooms weren't ready and there was no food available, they were given a pass. Well, it resulted in a big shakeup of the officiating corps for the games, 52 of which take place Thursday through next Monday at different arenas in Indianapolis, Bloomington, and at Purdue University. In accordance with Big 12 Conference volleyball match interruption guidelines, the Oklahoma at Iowa State matches scheduled for March 19th through the 20th have been canceled and will not be made up. Iowa State is exploring some options for new matches for the upcoming weekend, and they'll make an announcement should those matches be confirmed. Iowa wrestling coach Tom Brand said before the season began that it was important to get to the end. The finish line is in sight. The NCAA championships begin Thursday in St. Louis, a year after they were canceled at the start of the pandemic.
Good leadership got it done. And I tell you what, that's what I'm excited about. You talk about the past and all that, and the path to get to here. I give a lot of credit to the higher-ups. Good job, people. Good job. You made it happen. Let's keep making it happen. And let's keep everybody safe as well.
Brand says hard work by a number of different people helped to pull this off.
You have to credit the NCAA. You have to credit the Big Ten, the individual conferences that made this season happen. And they did it under criticism. They did it, there's a lot of people in the world that don't look at sports as vital. And sports is vital. It teaches a lot.
The Hawkeyes had a nearly month-long pause due to COVID prior to the Big Ten championships. The top-ranked Hawkeyes are favored to win a 24th team title. That would be their first since 2010. That's a look at sports here this morning.